I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi turned 75 today, but most Italians are in no mood for celebrating. The country's economy is sputtering and perhaps on the brink of a debt crisis. Meanwhile, Berlusconi is distracted by the many charges he faces in the courts. They include buying sex from a minor, corruption, and tax evasion. It's all taking a toll on the prime minister's approval ratings, which are at all-time lows. The latest sign that things are not going well for Berlusconi comes from the Catholic Church. Megan Williams has more from Rome.
It's not often that Catholic Church officials clearly condemn the behavior of Italian politicians. In a recent telegram sent to Italy's president, Pope Benedict XVI cloaked his criticism of Italian leaders in vagueness, calling for a, quote, increasingly intense ethical renewal for the good of beloved Italy, end quote. But things have gotten bad enough for the head of Italian bishops, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, to speak in unusually frank language. Bagnasco denounced behavior that is contrary to public dignity, not to mention intrinsically sad and vacuous. The cardinal added that this moral issue isn't a media invention. A veiled reference to Berlusconi's habit of blaming the media for everything from a bad economy to charges he paid for sex with an underaged woman. Bagnasco's comments come just as Berlusconi is embroiled in yet another sex scandal. This one involving a scheme to recruit and pay young women to attend parties at the prime minister's villas. The Catholic Church has long remained mostly silent regarding the private lives of Italian politicians, in part because the church routinely lobbies those politicians for support. Vatican expert Francis X. Rocca.
The church has been reluctant to break that tradition, and also because the Berlusconi's coalition has been very favorable to the church on a number of issues that are key to the bishops.
Those issues include gay marriage, in vitro fertilization, and euthanasia, all opposed by the church and Berlusconi. Rocca says the church voicing its unhappiness with the prime minister now could have real political consequences.
Some of Berlusconi's most stalwart supporters are church-going Catholics, which may be ironic given his own, libertine lifestyle. But polls have shown that the Catholics who go to church every Sunday are overwhelmingly Berlusconi supporters. And so this is a signal, surely, to some of them that, look, this guy is out of favor. So I suppose it will erode that important element of his base or scare the center-right into moving more quickly to find another leader.
And it's not just church-going Catholics who may be straying from Berlusconi's side. Political analyst Roberto Dalimonte says Italy's largest business lobby group is starting to distance itself from him, too.
In the last few weeks, the head of the Confindustria, who is a woman, Mrs. Marcegaglia, has consistently criticized the government. And this has been very consistent, very loud, very critical.
Losing support of business leaders is a serious blow, just when Italy is under pressure to shore up its finances to avoid a Greece-like meltdown. Dalimonte says Italy's no-growth economy and crippling debt could be the issues that bring Berlusconi down.
I think with some degree of caution, we can say that we are approaching the end of the Berlusconi era. But still, it's hard to see Berlusconi exit from the scene.
That's because there's still no viable alternative to Berlusconi, either within the prime minister's coalition or among the opposition. Despite all the scandals, Italy's fractious center-left has yet to produce a leader that disenchanted Berlusconi supporters would consider voting for. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.